Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Happy Home Podcast. Happy New Year. We are officially in 2024, and I'm actually recording this on the first day, that's January 1st, 2024. And this is my first episode of the year, but here's the thing, it's a rerun. It's an episode that I recorded when we stepped into 2022, I believe. Yeah, when we stepped into 2022. I'm bringing it back because it's an episode that is loaded, it's packed, it's full of nuggets, and it's very relevant for this new year. One of the things I learned a couple of years back is the fact that, yes, we step into a new year and we come into the year and we say Happy New Year. But here's the thing, we very quickly get into the year and we begin to see that the new year and the old year, nothing is really different except for the passing of time that goes by. And so the question is, if you remain the same, then you will get pretty much the same kind of year that you had in the old year. And so this episode is really to get you to think and reflect on what will be different about your year, starting from what will be different about you. In other words, for you to have a newness, new beginnings happening this year, it starts with a new you. And so what will be different about me this year? What will be different about you this year? That's what this episode is about. And so anywhere you hear 2022, replace it with 2024 in your mind. But take the lessons, take the nuggets. What will be different about you this year in order for you to be able to take advantage of the opportunities, get the change that you desire, step into the things that you want to see happen, and truly, truly birth an incredibly amazing year. I wish you a fabulous 2024, and again, Happy New Year. Let's get into the episode. God bless you. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Happy Home Podcast. My name is Taya Luku, your host on this show. Do you know that getting married to the absolute love of your life does not guarantee you a life of unending happiness? Truth is, you can very quickly go from deliriously happy to miserable and frustrated. But you don't have to. And that's where this podcast comes in. On this show, I'll discuss real issues couples face on the journey to finding happiness in marriage. And I will also be sharing great tips that can help you intentionally create the marriage of your dreams and build a truly lasting happy home. Follow me on this journey. Please stay tuned. First, let me start by saying to all my listeners, Happy New Year. I am so grateful. You know, ever since the pandemic, things that we could do so easily, things that we took for granted, became things that you really do need to be grateful for. You cannot but be grateful. I cannot but be grateful because just to be alive, just to be able to walk with your legs, to see with your eyes, to hear with your ears, to breathe in air, they are big deals, and I am grateful for every single second. Regardless of the highs and the lows, there's always so much to be grateful for. You know, God always leaves room for us to be grateful. You know, I'm now given an opportunity to dream again, to live afresh, to dream afresh. I always say that a new year is a blank canvas that is handed over to us. You know, it's almost like God says, I give you this blank canvas. What are you going to do with it? Paint whatever you want to paint on it. And so I'm grateful to have a brand new blank canvas to paint on. A brand new blank canvas to paint on.
And one of my mentors, Fela Durotoye, says this incredible thing, that it's not really about the new year. It's always, ever, only going to be about you. In other words, 2020, 2021, 2022, there is no difference. Except there is going to be a new you. It's not about a happy new year. It's about a happy new you. Will you be different this year? What will you do with the opportunities that will come your way in 2022? Or should I say, what will you go seeking and searching for in 2022? Because sometimes we have to go get those opportunities. We can't wait for them to come our way. We have to go look for them. And so I approach this new year from a place of, what will my identity be? From a place of becoming. Who does God want me to be in 2022? Who does God want you to be in 2022? What am I meant to become in 2022? What are you meant to become in 2022? You know, these questions are questions that when you reflect on them, they get you to look inwards. We all have our life's purpose, our life's mission, our life's assignment. Because we were not put on this earth just to take up space. We're not accidents. We're not created accidentally. We are created by design. God took out special time to create us, to craft us, to make us in his image and likeness. Beautiful, unique, magnificent. We are masterpieces with assignments. And so for me, when I look at this year, I say to myself, what do I need to be in order to be able to fulfill the assignment that I have been given? What do I need to become? What identity do I need to have? What values do I need to live out? How do I need to see? Do I need to see things differently? Do I need to become? Do I need to evolve? Do I need to grow? Do I need to stretch? You know, there's a saying that if you want a different outcome, you need to do things differently. And that's the reasoning behind the happy new you. What will be new about you in 2022 is the question that I'm asking you, even as I've already asked myself. What are you going to start doing? What are you going to stop doing? What are you going to do more of? What will you do less of? What will be different about you? What will be new about you? Let's bring it into the marriage arena. You're not happy with the marriage you currently have. What will you do differently in your marriage in order to have a better experience of being married in 2022? How will you treat your spouse this year? What new things will you do? Who is the new person you will become to your spouse? You know, how will you be a better wife or a better husband? These are critical questions. And they're questions that call for deep reflection. Because honestly, the change that we want, that we so desperately desire, lies in our hands. We must take full responsibility because everything starts with you and everything ends with you. The journey is all about you. Creating the life you dream of, creating the life you desire, you have to take full responsibility for it. That's basically what I'm saying to you today. It's a new year, and there's no better way to start than to have the mindset that I will take responsibility for creating the life that I want. Because you see, God will not come down from heaven to do it for you. He has given you everything you need. His grace is available. Help is available. Everything you need, he has already given it to you. What will you do with the things that he has given to you? I know. I've asked myself these questions and I've answered them. And I've already started running. And so I just wanted to do this first episode to put it out there, because it's a brand new year, that we have been given a blank canvas. What are you going to paint on yours? Such that when we get to the end of the year, you'll be able to look back and you will say, wow, I gave it my best shot. You'll be able to give yourself a pat on the back and say, you did well. So those are my words to you on this episode. I hope you have enjoyed listening. I hope that you will take time to answer the questions. I offer coaching, counseling for couples and for individuals. And I can actually help walk you through the journey of, you know, sitting down and crafting your 2022. I would leave details of how you can reach me and the show notes, but you will find me on Instagram on I Am Taye Aluko. I Am Taye Aluko. You'll find me on Instagram there. And I'm really looking forward to helping you, if you will give me the opportunity to do so, in becoming the best you in 2022. God bless you. Go rock your year. Go rock your world.
Thank you for joining me on today's episode of the Happy Home Podcast. Please make sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Google Play, or Spotify. Check out my website, www.tayealuko.coach, for other great resources. You'll find the link to my website in the show notes. You will also want to get my Happy Home Affirmations. These are 8 powerful audio affirmations that will completely transform the energy in your home. Link is also in the show notes. See you on the next episode. God bless you.